Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Studio 877-337-6666. It is the Boomer and Geo program coming to you live from New York City. So a lot on the football in the first hour, rightly so, with the Mike Williams signing by the Jets as they are now looking more and more like a complete and what could be dominant football team. We shall see coming up in 2024 about this, March of the three, about 5-6 months away. So you got that now. Real quickly, to turn our attention to baseball for just a couple of minutes, and no, this has nothing to do with the Padres and the Dodgers who are playing in Seoul, Korea, but there was a lot last week made of the idea that Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman asked Marcus Stroman after the Garrett Cole injury news came out, that they asked him to pitch the season opener in Houston, and Stroman said, no, I want to pitch the home opener at Yankee Stadium because it means a lot to me. That was the narrative that was out there last week. And so show hosts on this radio station, I'm sure columnists and everybody with quick fingers on social media went, and no one's a pot. Listen, Marcus Stroman is what he is. You can love him, you can hate him. In terms of pitching, he's here, he's a Yankee. He got destroyed. Brian Cashman got destroyed for bringing a guy like him in. Aaron Boone got destroyed for having no stones to say, if I want you to pitch on opening day, you should be pitching on opening day. Okay, fair enough. Then I watched Aaron Boone with John Boy yesterday in his first appearance of the season. He used to be on with Carton and Roberts. Now he's on with John Boy on social media. According to Aaron Boone, and I can't do anything but take Aaron Boone's word for it, unless he's just lying right into the camera. He said that he never wanted to take Stroman off his routine, that from the moment they found out what happened with Garrett Cole, he wanted Nestor Cortes to be the starting pitcher in Houston, but thought that Stroman has been such a good professional pitcher, and now that he's a Yankee, that he owed him the respect to ask him if he would like to do it or if he had a problem with Boone selecting Cortes. To which Stroman said, according to Boone, I will do whatever you would like me to do. To which Boone said, we want you to stay on routine and schedule. We're going to go with Cortes. So I would like to offer an apology to one Aaron Boone on behalf of every idiot out here that killed him for having no stones.
Okay. All right, so Aaron Boone has no stones, but how about offering an apology to Marcus Stroman?
That too, yeah, 100%. I mean, I didn't hear from Stroman. I heard from Boone.
Right, but here's the thing.
Then I will offer an apology as well to Marcus Stroman.
What I was saying before about Marcus Stroman is that, you know, he is no longer on Twitter. Good for him.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
The smartest thing he's ever done. Mm-hmm. And had no idea that the Yankee fan reaction was last week when it looked as if he turned down the opportunity to be the opening day starter.
Mm-hmm.
So he came out and he explained that people don't understand about routines and, you know, lining up the pitch, and this is the way I've been getting ready for the start of the season. And he even said that I don't want to mess that up.
100%. But and Boone said that too. But he also said, whatever's best for the team, I will do.
Okay, so that's the important part that you're hearing from the manager.
Yeah,
the manager also could be covering for him too as well, which is fine. But I I understand what you're saying, that it basically got out of hand.
We just run with things as if we were in these meetings, don't know a damn thing. We don't. I mean, we can sit there and say, now you want to make the case that Marcus Stroman should have stood up and said, hey, Skip, Garrett Cole's out, give me the ball on opening day. That's a different argument as opposed to what we were talking about last week, that he basically declined and said, no, I'm staying on routine.
All right, so the other thing that happens, too, is that because, you know, a lot of Met fans were not happy with Marcus Stroman and his actions and the way that he was on Twitter, basically also exacerbate the problem. Hey, Yankees, welcome to our problem. Hey, Yankees, this is going to go on all year, you know. So the Met fans amplify all of that.
Yes, that is very
true.
So
that's the thing about playing here in New York, you know, that's and Marcus is going to feel that because he's going to feel it from both fan bases.
Yes, the way it ended here, the way he had a lot of Twitter beefs, the way he blocked people left and right on Twitter, people couldn't stand him, and you're probably right. I'm sure it played into it. The point is, when you actually hear from people, and again, you want to tell me Aaron Boone's lying to us? Okay, maybe he is. It didn't look like it. He was having a conversation with John Boy and his co-host, and it looked like the way he spit it out, that's it sounded pretty legit to me. And when you say that you want to go to a Marcus Stroman to be like, hey, just so you know, this is what we're thinking, are you good with it? Again, that makes sense to me.
Hey, to me, that's the least of their problems. Their problems reside in the right elbow of Garrett Cole, Aaron Judge's oblique, and, you know, DJ LeMahieu's foot. As to whether or not these guys, well, you know, Garrett Cole's going to be out for probably 2 months.
I'm not all that concerned so much about the DJ LeMahieu injury as I am more so Judge. This team can win without DJ LeMahieu. This team cannot win without Garrett Cole and Aaron Judge. Now, you want to tell me Judge is fully healthy? Yes, it would suck to lose Garrett Cole for a long period of time. They're still good enough to win with that lineup. And they, you know, even pitching wise, you know, Carlos Rodon was signed to be ace number, you know, 1A. If he gives you, you know, what he has given you every other year, and last year was brutal, I know it's an if, but I do expect him to pitch to what the contract says he's supposed to pitch to this year.
I hope so.
Then they should be fine. I mean, this lineup is still an all-star lineup. As long as Judge is healthy. I mean, you talk about Aaron Rodgers last hour like we did, how things have to line up and guys have to play. Aaron Judge has to be in the lineup. And, you know, the other thing, too, is Giancarlo Stanton has lost a lot of weight. Hopefully, he'll be a little bit more flexible. Maybe Giancarlo Stanton is a little bit of a player that he used to be and not be a stiff like he was last year.
I mean, you see, they got the dancers going right in the middle of the game.
Yes. Yeah.
The dancers are
going. In the middle of the at-bat,
right
too,
in the
by
middle
the way.
At the at-bat and everything.
So, anyhow.
So, do you think the Mets have a representative there watching how they do this?
Yeah, they're watching it on TV in St. Lucie, I would think. Yeah, I'm sure they probably have a dance instructor.
Seems like a very like a party-like atmosphere.
It looks fun.
They're dancing like right in the middle of the Rob Manfred interview.
Yeah, I know Rob Manfred was there, and he was being interviewed, and the dancers were dancing.
I don't know that they... What was the year, Eddie, you would remember? Mets-Cubs in Japan?
We were talking about on the warm-up show, 2000.
It was that long ago?
Yes, I know. And I was at the ESPN zone. We were doing a remote there, I think maybe pre and post, or maybe just. And also, I remember we preempted Imus on Fan, but yet we had to still feed Imus to the network.
Because he still did his show for his 100 affiliates.
It was a weird whole situation.
Yeah. I do remember that, though. Mets Cubs to start the year was a 6 a.m. game, which I was actually kind of into. And that brings me to the Mets real quick. So I know we're going through spring training, and I know people have very low expectations for them. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I've been on this team now for a couple of weeks, as you know. I think they're going to be better than people expect. But that having been said, you've got J.D. Martinez is still unsigned. Bellinger did not get a huge deal. You've got it took a long time for Snell to get a contract. Chapman, it took a while. What does it say in terms of what Alonso may or may not get? And I know you believe if they're not very good that he'll be traded midseason. And I agree with you. I think they're going to be better than that. Would you, if you were the Mets, try and make one last-ditch effort to get something done now before the season began? And if not, do you think that we are sitting here next March with Pete Alonso as a free agent still not signed by a team?
If I have to... I would have to then preview the Mets' upcoming season. And what I worry about with them is their starting rotation. And their starting rotation is very, very iffy.
It's underwhelming.
You know that. I know that. And You know, unfortunately, last year they had the starters, but they started injured, and they lose their closer. This year, when you take a look at this starting lineup, especially with Kodai Senga, and who knows what his story is, you know, you got a lot of guys trying to come back from injuries and trying to find their game. And I think the overall eight baseball players on the field are going to be fine, maybe with the exception of third base, which is a big hole right now. But this starting rotation is less than impressive.
It's underwhelming, but I will tell you, Adrian Hauser is better than you're thinking. He's actually a pretty good pitcher. Sean Manaea has an opportunity to be really good. And Luis Severino, I'll tell you, on a one-year deal, remember what he was. Last year was horrendous. They have an opportunity where they bought low. It's low risk, high reward with a few of these guys.
Well, it's the same thing with Tyron Smith and Mike Williams.
Agreed. Well, I think they're a little bit better shape than these guys are. But, yes, I think for the most part your premise is correct.
You know, you've seen a lot of these sports teams don't want to go out there and give these big contracts. You know why? Because other teams were not involved. If other teams were involved in negotiating.
Get out! Person, go! Go! Ow! I'm sorry.
Was that Jason Hayward?
Yes, I'm sorry. I thought off the bat that was a home run.
He popped up the right field.
No, come on. That wasn't a pop-up. It was a sack fly and an RBI right in front of the warning track. That was not a pop-up.
That was a can
of corn. That was not a pop-up.
Baby.
Come on. Off the bat, you didn't think that was gone?
No.
Oh, come on. Yes,
I did.
Yes. See?
I didn't.
Right, because you and I have been around a little bit longer.
I saw the left fielder coming in.
It was a sack fly. Look, she's done already. 72 pitches in 4 innings. Good Lord.
Well, it's the beginning of the baseball season. They travel a long way.
I thought I had it. But yes, your premise is correct. It's very similar to what the Jets are doing. The only difference would be the Jets are adding pieces to complete the puzzle.
Yes.
Whereas the Mets are trying to still fill in the pieces
The Mets are trying to build a farm system.
Yeah.
So pitching isn't as expensive as it has been, so they can have control, but pitchers that are going to be good, I think that's their number one priority.
Mm-hmm.
Draft as many pitchers as you can and find as many live arms as you can, and so we don't have to go out there and spend $40 million on a pitcher.
And I love that idea because you've seen way too many times when a pitcher is going to eat up $30, $40 million and then they don't, like Rodon, and they don't perform. It's a complete waste of money, whereas you get these guys on the cheap coming up through the system.
The interesting thing about the Mets is that their core group is Lindor, McNeil, Nimmo, Alvarez,
Alonso.
It still is Alonso, but if they have... I would say that if they are out of it, now they shouldn't be out of it because there are some really good teams in the National League.
Yeah.
And then there are the also-rans, which one
of
those...
The Mets are not an also-ran.
But one of those also-rans is going to make the playoffs.
Yes, and this is still a team whose core won 100 games 2 years ago. And when I look at it with Alvarez another year into the major leagues, remember the power he supplied last year. And I expect him to be better this year.
Oh, I got him.
And Marte was not healthy last year.
I know. Listen, you're saying all the things that I've said. And I know that the, like I told you, the eight fielders are fine. You know, their backup infielders are fine. All of that stuff is okay. It's going to be the pitching and it's going to be their own division. And, you know, the Phillies are going to be good.
Yeah.
The Atlanta Braves are going to be good. They always struggle against the Marlins for whatever reason. They should house the Nationals. It shouldn't be an issue with them. The question is, can they get to 86 to 87 to 90 wins? I don't. Right now, the way they are currently constructed, pitching-wise, I don't think that's going to be the case.
I'm buying the over. Real quick before the break, Matt in Florida. What's up, Matt?
Hey, morning, guys. How you doing?
All right, Matty, what's happening?
Nothing much. Just 2 points real quick on the Jets offseason. I love the signings, but most importantly, what I love more are the terms of the signings, because I think this is the realization that the Jets are a win-now team, and they're going to go as far as Aaron Rodgers takes them. And being old at that position, they're not committing a lot of money to these guys. So they're bringing them all in 1 year, trying to, you know, catch lightning in a bottle. And also, I think as well, it's the realization that they're going to have to start paying a lot of their young players. Like, they're going to have to pay Gardner, Hall, Wilson. These guys are going to want a lot of money. So without locking in so much money to these veteran guys that are coming in. I think it's just they realize where they are. I have faith that they'll do something good. They'll draft well. Joe Douglas does that. I just pray to God he does not take a defensive player at 10. If he does, I'm smashing my TV with a hammer.
Well, don't be smashing your TV with a hammer. It's the one thing he brings up that that I can't stand about the NFL. It's like you get rewarded for drafting well because you get these great players, but it's almost like a kick in the teeth because you can't keep them all. If they all turn out to be great players, you can't pay them all.
Yeah, because you got Wilson and Gardner basically on the same trajectory when it comes to contracts.
Yeah.
And they happen to play, and they happen to play two of the most coveted positions.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to keep them. And they're very good at what they do.
Yep. Very much so. All right, 7:18, we'll get CeeLo in here. Coming up next is the Boomer NGO program, coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wednesday. Yesterday, I thought it was Wednesday. Today, I think it's Tuesday. So be it. Lots going on. We got the Padres and the Dodgers in Seoul, Korea. We've got the baseball season underway. We've got the NCAA tournament underway and a whole bunch more.
You know what else you got today? You got Caleb Williams throwing at his pro day.
Yeah, which Adam Schefter tweeted about at about 3 a.m. I'm assuming that was a timed tweet. Like, what are we doing? Why do we have to send that out at 3:25 in the morning?
Oh, I didn't see that.
All right. Well, that's what I'm
It's also Mike's birthday.
Telling you.
Yes.
It is.
Caleb Williams and Mike's birthday today.
Get to that in a sec. You had your 50th yesterday.
I did.
Was it a good one for you after you left here?
It was fine. Yep.
How was the golf? Or no, you didn't play?
I wound up just going to the driving range because 44 and windy.
Yeah, not great.
Was not appealing.
No.
And I had all intentions of going, and then I was having trouble. I had to go to the seeds on the way home because I couldn't keep my eyes open driving home.
The seeds. But
yeah,
I thought
the sunflower
seeds. Didn't people tell us that that actually makes you more tired?
No, 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 no. Sunflower seeds?
Yeah.
I could drive to Poland.
The salt, the sodium.
Poland.
I'm serious.
That would
be impressive.
I chew sunflower seeds. I am wide awake and I'm good.
I thought the salt dehydrating is supposed to make you more tired.
I have no idea, but for me it works. And so I thought a nap and the driving range is what I shifted to yesterday.
I mean, you're just working your ass off. I mean, you are literally.
We don't work.
What do you mean?
This is not work.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you're getting up in the morning and driving in here.
That's the one.
It's a commitment.
And then having to have a continual conversation and say interesting things, which you have a hard time with. But it's I would just say that it is work. So
why don't you talk about the dancers in South Korea a little more? That's really interesting.
Just don't realize that it is work. It is a job.
Yeah, no, it's a job. It ain't
work.
And
I was trying to give you a compliment, and then you just like
because I've never once
compliment.
I didn't want to give him a backhanded compliment, but his reaction to my compliment made me give him a backhanded compliment. Mm.
Do you ever feel like when you're going into the NFL today, getting set to watch football all day, and go on camera before, during, and after. You really feel like it's work?
Well, here's the thing. If you love going to work every day, then it's not work. It's something that you enjoy. And I've said a million times that I've enjoyed that Sunday afternoon with those guys has always been a great thing for me. I've enjoyed every single, even the guys that, you know, just had come through there and then they were replaced by guys. Mm-hmm. And it's always been good. Mm-hmm. And this particular entity has been just as good, if not better.
Yep, no doubt.
There's more of this. And you end up spending more time with these people here
than your family.
With those people there. Yes.
That is
with CeeLo
today.
It's a job.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a commitment.
A commitment. Okay. Yeah.
Sitting there talking about the Jets. The Mets and the Yankees all morning. We're good. What else, Chris?
What else?
I'm sorry.
You by the farmer's dog.
Here's CeeLo.
What else you got?
I did think you
human grade dog food delivered right to your door. Also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So I'm saying to Fleegs on the warm up show, baseball is starting. It's Tyler Glasnow's Dodgers debut. I legit forgot, and that's on me, that it's Shohei Ohtani's Dodgers debut as well, which kind of backfires. I see some people are being critical of baseball opening, you know, Ohtani's Dodgers debut in the middle of the night in South Korea.
I do think it stinks if you're in California.
Yes, well, that's what I mean by middle of the night. But to be fair to baseball, it backfired. This game was announced last July, this series.
Fair.
So now you could have said, well, Ohtani was, the Dodgers were a leading candidate. Maybe they could have went another direction. But from the going overseas to, you know, Asia standpoint, you've got Ohtani, you got Darvish, you got Ha-Sung Kim, who's from Seoul, and then you've got Yamamoto, who's going to make his debut tomorrow,
right?
Even though he threw to a 8.38 ERA in spring training, which is a little something.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Doesn't
in
mean
any
anything.
Event, it's a 2-1 Padres lead right now in the top half.
By the way,
fifth.
You remember the caller yesterday, the lady that called about the jewelry, and she said they wear bicycle chains around their neck?
Yes.
The Mookie Betts chain's pretty close to that.
Yes.
That he's not wearing.
You know, all baseball players have, might not all, but most baseball players do wear some sort of neck.
That one's
jewelry.
That one's pretty large.
Yes, large, heavy, yes.
Yeah, all of that. I'm sorry, continue.
So right. I learned something about Ohtani I did not know, and I guess Dave Roberts revealed this on Friday when they got to South Korea, so, you know, a few days ago now. So flying from Arizona, I guess it was like close to a 14-hour flight for them. Ohtani slept for 11 of those hours on the plane, and apparently he has not only a custom mattress for wherever he lives, but he has a portable one as well.
For
that's
the plane.
Somebody on the road trips, plane. It's like a mattress topper to go in the hotel room. And there's somebody on the staff that's responsible for carrying this thing around. And this man has been known to sleep for 14 hours at a time. Like, he'll go to bed at night.
Maybe that's why he's so good.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
He's and well rested.
The opposite of us, Jerry. We talk about how important sleep is. This guy's getting more in one night than we get in a week sometimes.
CeeLo, I'm trying, man. I am trying.
So, Bert, that's kind of cool. He's a private guy. We're learning a little bit more about him as we go along. Yeah.
He sucks.
Yeah, he sucks. Get him out of here. Waste of money. So I mentioned you, Darvish, and it is Mike's 70th birthday. So when you combine those two, I can't do it without remembering the great tongue-in-cheek moment with Mike mocking that caller who asked if the New York Giants and San Francisco Giants get together when they're in the same town, and then he would volley back that the Rangers, New York, and Texas do the same every year in Abilene.
Lundqvist is particularly close to you, Darvish. As a matter of fact, there's a kinship there between the two of them. Here's the Mink Man.
Here's the Mink Man. I love the kinship right to Mink. Here's the Mink Man.
That's funny.
Tremendous. Happy birthday, Mike. Enjoy it. Happy 70th. Yes, very cool. All right, welcome to New York, Mike Williams, officially the newest member of the Jets. Signed that one-year deal yesterday worth up to $15 million with the Taylor ham, egg, and cheese sandwich kick-in as well. Now, another newcomer for the Jets, Javon Kinlaw. And, Jerry, you recently played the clip or clips of him getting into it with that 49ers reporter.
Very funny.
On Zoom or whatever the heck it was when he told the guy he's got a little bleep, you know, and all that. Yeah.
Yes.
So he went after that guy.
And
there was some bad blood
testicles.
There. Right, exactly. Okay. Well, here's Kinlaw sitting down with one of the Jets' in-house reporters, and she asks him, what's the one thing fans or people watching should know about you? And it started innocently enough.
I got six dogs. I got a Boro Bowl. I got an XL Bully, four Frenchies. I eat squirrels.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Snakes, rabbits, anything.
Okay.
I like to fish, hunt. I love fashion.
and I'm a cool dude.
There you go.
Very well rounded.
Like, he's worldly.
He just dropped that in there.
I eat squirrels,
rabbits, anything, and Shannon, I'm a cool dude.
Shannon Sharp used to tell me he had squirrels. Wow. He'd eat squirrel a lot.
Yeah. Interesting cat. Yeah. So, yeah.
He was eating squirrel, and I was eating, TV dinners from Swanson.
Weren't we all with the chocolate cake?
What was worse?
Ooh.
Or the apple pie?
Well, the apple pie too. I like the chocolate cake that was always in the middle.
Squirrel TV dinners.
What was your favorite? What was your favorite one? Salisbury steak? Don't say the fried chicken. That was greasy and gross.
I would probably say the Salisbury steak.
That had to have been the most famous frozen dinner. Had to have been. And then the Marie Callender pies.
Pretty good.
I don't know that I eat them now, but they're pretty good. You don't know any of this stuff?
No.
You don't know what a frozen dinner is?
I mean,
a frozen dinner,
sure, but the TV dinner and these entrees you guys are talking about?
Really?
No, sorry.
The TV dinner used to come in a box. You'd open the box, take it out.
Oh, microwave action?
You know, no microwaves.
Oh, oven.
Not when I was a kid, no. It was an oven. And you'd put this tinfoil pan in the oven, and then you'd pull it out after about 20 minutes, and you'd have yourself like a little sectioned off dinner.
I can picture it. I just never experienced it.
The Salisbury steak used to come with the gravy in the big part. Then there would be a little corn in the right corner.
Yes.
Maybe green beans in the left corner and chocolate cake in the middle.
And then you'd put it on the little table that you would unfold and put it in front of the living room in front of the TV.
Right. Exactly.
So true.
Perfect. Are we
the fried chicken, the Salisbury steak. Give me another popular one, Eddie. That you can remember, because for I feel like those are the only two we ever had.
Was there a meatloaf?
Yeah, I thought there was a meatloaf.
Yeah,
maybe it's possible. Yeah, I don't remember ever having that though. But the Salisbury steak was a winner for us.
Sounds like it.
I remember sometimes coming home, and maybe I wonder if you remember this, Eddie, on Pix 11, 6 o'clock, Star Trek.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. So I'd get home from practice, nobody would be home, and I'd eat a big bowl of Special K in front of Star Trek.
Wow.
That was my introduction to Star Trek.
PIX at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If I asked you right now, what was the Salisbury steak made of? What would you say?
Dog meat.
No.
Imagine Al breaking down those ingredients.
Yeah. Not great. It actually says just ground beef.
Yeah, well, where did they get the ground beef from?
Well, all right, that I don't know.
I mean, the whole thing was processed, you know that.
Yeah, no, I'm well aware what it was.
It was fantastic.
It was really, I mean, really delicious.
Yeah, but the crap we ate when we were younger, man. Ugh.
Man, we're still eating a lot of it. Oh, by the way.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yes.
Here you go, Jared. 9 old school TV dinners you completely forgot about. And the subheadline is, welcome to the intersection of nostalgia and disgust.
Yes.
Swanson's English style fish and chips.
Never had that.
Nighthawk steak and taters.
Nope.
Oh, boy. Banquet macaroni and cheese.
Yes. Yes. Oh, absolutely.
And there's looks like little glazed carrots and peas.
Yep.
Swanson German style dinner. No.
All right.
Meatloaf. There you go, Eddie.
There it is.
Very good. Which looks like some green beans.
I hated that meatloaf because I hated the sauce that it was in.
Yeah, that looks very uninviting. Morton ham dinner.
Morton ham dinner?
Yeah. Libbyland safari supper.
No.
Hungry man turkey pie.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And then Morton Twinkie supper.
Dinty Moore beef stew.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a big one.
They still sell that. That stuff's still out there and popular.
Chef Boyardee.
Yes.
Chef Boyardee SpaghettiOs. Yes.
We all had those as well. No question. And the Kraft macaroni and cheese forever.
Oh, yeah.
You know, has been a big deal. What's up?
I'm sorry. I thought I just saw a brutal missed call by the first base ump. And
listen, stop worrying about
it. I know. The home plate ump is.
Frank in Florida. Yeah. What's up, Frank?
Hey, what's up, Jerry and Boomer?
Morning.
The most famous Swanson TV dinner was the original, man. What created the company? Frozen turkey.
Frozen turkey.
Oh, is that
there
true?
Yeah.
That's what created the company because they had an abundance of turkey. They didn't know what to do with it.
Interesting. I do remember the turkey dinner because they gave you a little bit of stuffing and the gravy was in. The frozen gravy was in there, too.
Yeah, it was in there.
Yes. Hey, look at that. So I did not realize
that meatloaf was disgusting.
Yeah.
I do remember that. I remember throwing that out, except for the chocolate cake that came in.
The chocolate cake was delicious.
That was always good.
Aaron Boone with John Boy and Talking Yanks. So Aaron Judge, a talking point here, and he's doubling down, saying it's just a coincidence that Judge has been out since he was lifted from that spring training goal a week ago Sunday.
Coincidence?
Yeah, he said it's a coincidence. He was always coming out of that game, It was before we knew there was something up. It was part of the plan. It wasn't because he got hurt in that particular game, but he hasn't played since.
And what would you...
Understandably so and rightfully so. Like, we've just been extremely cautious with this and don't want it to turn into something. And I do feel like he is playing tomorrow. That's that's my plan. I've sent out the lineup with him in it. So if it adjusts, it'll just be... botched it again, but it's not something I'm overly concerned with.
Now, that was him from yesterday, so he's talking about this evening's game against the Pirates, yeah. which we will have on the Fan with coverage at 6:30, so hopefully Judge is back in there and all will be well. NCAA tournament first four action from Dayton last night, a dicey second half for Wagner, but the Seahawks did manage to hold off Howard 71-68, first ever tournament victory for their program. Donald Copeland's team still alive with only seven healthy players.
I would imagine some places they might just come in the gym and just, hey, listen, we got seven. We just got to go through the motions. We never did that. We prepared the right way. We expected to win, even when we did lose.
They found their way through the NEC tournament. They found their way through this game, and now they'll have to have the same mentality tomorrow afternoon when they face one seed North Carolina in Charlotte. The other game saw Colorado State beat up on Virginia, 67-42. The Rams advanced to face Texas. That game will be played tomorrow.
You know how great
evening.
That flight to North Carolina must have been for them.
I hope they enjoyed
it. Man, that must have been sad, because I remember from 2 years ago, Rutgers losing that double overtime game to Notre Dame in Dayton, and
the opposite.
Going back, yeah, because you're packed up like you're going to the airport. Right, we were going to San Francisco.
Oh.
Had they won, that's where we were going for a Friday night game, late Friday night game, and we were going to have practice Thursday, all a lot of time. And it was just, you want to talk about a crushed bus.
Back to Newark.
And the opposite for the team that wins.
No
Pretty
doubt.
Cool.
That's the beauty of the
Pretty
big
cool.
dance, right?
Yep.
Quickly at the Garden, the Rangers would fall short against Winnipeg, though they did make it close. Got within one late at the goalie pulled, but the Jets would finish it off.
Here's Morrissey. Up ahead, Scheifele. Scheifele spun around, puts it to the empty net and scores. It's a hat trick for Mark.
Sam Rosen on MSG capped the scoring, a 4-2 Winnipeg victory. Scheifele had a breakaway goal in the second period off a Chris Kreider turnover, and Connor Hellebuck had 38 saves for Winnipeg as they get the road win. You had We Want Rempe chance at the Garden last
we
night,
want, yeah, no.
as he was a healthy scratch off the suspension.
Well, they wanted to go with the same team that won on Saturday.
Yep.
So,
yep.
And Brzezinski, he's a good player. I mean, he's a fast player.
Yeah, and that's why they signed him to an extension.
Exactly.
Here's Russ in Blairstown. What's up, Russ?
Well, good morning, guys.
Morning.
First time caller, long time listener.
Nice.
So last night, my wife and I, we're in our mid-60s. Last night, my wife and I decided to have TV dinners on the TV tray in front of the TV. We had the Swanson Hungry Man grilled beef patty dinner. There is no dessert in it.
No, Russ, let me ask you a question. Was this a nostalgic thing that you and your wife wanted to do, or is this something that you do often?
No, it's a nostalgic thing that we wanted to do. We were in the ShopRite over the weekend.
Okay.
Had that.
There you go. Just
that's
once.
That's kind of
okay,
cool.
Okay,
so you see, how many calories do you think in the Swanson Salisbury steak dinner?
I love this. I'm going to say. So the whole thing.
550.
I'm going to say 750.
Yeah, no, they still make this, absolutely.
It's got to be north of that.
520.
Oh, okay.
520, okay.
520. Now, I don't know if that includes the chocolate cake, if the chocolate cake is even still there, but 520 and.
This was the 70s TV dinner calorie count, or the current one?
It doesn't have a date on it. I don't know. It's.
I'm just telling you.
What's worse? It says Swanson Salisbury steak. I don't know.
I will never, and I don't want to be, I'm not going down that nostalgic road. I will never have another
If I
one.
Brought one in for no. tomorrow, you
no.
would need it.
No, no.
What would it take? All right, what would it take to get you? We have a microwave here, and you can microwave them now.
No, I'm not doing that.
Will you have a...
Hey, me and you, when we're back in your office watching Star Trek
yes.
with
yeah.
TV.
Yeah.
Right.
Eddie, would you have a Salisbury steak
100%.
Tomorrow? Oh, this would be great, too. And eating it right next to Al, who will be disgusted.
Oh, that is
a
great idea.
And Boomer, it's weird to think, even though we're 6 years apart in age, that there were probably many nights when you and I were doing the same thing watching Star Trek.
Fascinating.
Like brothers, really.
Two peas in a pod.
How about that? You and Eddie, very much alike.
Yeah, but it was on. It was great. I don't know. Just always when I got home from practice, my dad wouldn't get home from work probably until about 7:30. And, I just Special K or Swanson's TV dinner.
How about that?
You know when that guy just, what was it, 2 weeks ago? Oh, God, which one? It was the CEO of one of these cereal companies said, I know food's expensive. Just have cereal for dinner?
Yes.
And it was kind of very insulting that somebody would say that.
Well, I don't know why that was insulting, actually.
I used to do that when I was a kid.
I still do it from time to time to kind of eat lighter, not have the heavy meal before I go to bed a couple of hours.
By the way, have you seen the price of a box of cereal?
Yeah, $8.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's not. But comparatively speaking to going out and buying steak or chicken and everything else, it is cheaper. And I don't know why. I saw that, too, that there was backlash, which made no sense to me.
There's always backlash. There's backlash about, you know, a lot of things.
Yeah. Backlash. Soon, I believe. So
the
you talked about
spot.
Brand. Did you mention Bran Flakes?
Corn Flakes.
Corn Flakes. Now, Frosted Bran Flakes coming out.
Nice. Okay,
because
great.
We don't have enough sugar in our diet.
Exactly.
Pretty good. What didn't you get to?
Islanders lost to Carolina 4-1, and the Devils beat the Penguins 5-2.
All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, more of you, 877-337-6666. And if you're not there, that's fine. I got something that I noted driving in this morning that I would like to get Boomer's take on as well. We go around the NFL at 8 o'clock because there was a very cool announcement yesterday, which we will get to also. It is the Boomer and Geo program on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Oh, it might be a little chilly, but a beautiful day in New York. Wednesday, Boomer and Geo. I know where G is. It's palm trees, sunshine, who knows? Maybe some sand and golf balls. Don't know. Boomer and Geo program. Nice to have you with us. 877-337-6666. We were having the conversation about the nutrition.
Yes.
And the Salisbury steak, and we got into cereal. So just one quick one on that. Bruce in Freehold. What's up, Bruce? How are you?
How you doing? I'm listening to you guys talk about TV dinners and breakfast cereals.
Yeah.
We were poor as kids. For us, a meat night was fried bologna and sauerkraut and bread balls. And when Grandma came home from the store, she used to carry those 20-gallon bags of puffed wheat and puffed rice.
Yeah. Wow.
And they were horrid. You need a giant bowl and still go to school hungry.
I believe it. I believe it. Yeah.
All I know is this, is that, you know, my man Shannon Sharp used to eat squirrel. So, and he'd have to catch it.
I understand.
So, you know, so I'm not considering complaining about eating TV dinners and cereal for dinner. That's for sure. And by the way, I did get a little scuttlebutt since G's
scuttlebutt.
Not here. Scuttlebutt. Yeah, G's not here. I get the scuttlebutt now.
Scuttlebutt.
Yeah, and I heard whispers. There are whispers out there, Jerry.
Someone getting fired?
Nobody's getting fired.
Is there about our new program director?
I have whispers about that, too. I heard whispers about that. Well, I can't discuss that.
Yeah, all right, no problem.
Because I can't stand a person. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Oh, Sid Rosenberg's going to be our program director?
So, interestingly enough, I heard whispers that Recco Sports is expanding. And now all of a sudden you're taking my ideas and you are expanding Recco Sports. And I'm kind of proud of you, but if in fact that's true, is it true?
It will be true. It's not right now. There's something in the works. I'll say that. I said that to you last month or two. There's something in the works. That's all I can
something
say.
Something in the works.
Yes. It was an idea that my son had. That we are trying to put into play.
Your partner didn't even have the idea. Your son had the idea.
No, he's get rid of that partner. Will you stop?
And just make your son
knock
your
it
partner.
Off. No.
This keep was, the money in the house.
He had, because of one of his college business classes, had to come up with a couple of concepts, and he brought one to me. I'm like, oh, you want to try it? What the hell? So I think we're going to. I'm not going to say any more right now.
Okay.
But I do think yes, there is something that could be coming up down the road here.
All right, well, that's good.
Yes.
I like that.
And the Cornhole is still, we're full steam ahead. Yeah,
I know
April 8th.
You are, but I told you.
That's expanding.
You need to be offering more, and now I got word that you were, and I think that's pretty cool.
We have a few ideas, I would say.
So now this is your son's idea.
Yes.
How much money does he get for it?
We'll do probably 65, 35. I mean, I'm going to take some of it because I'm going to have a big part of it, but I'll give most of it to him. It was his concept, and I think it was really pretty good.
Now, is he helping you run the concept, or is he just giving you the concept and then you're paying him for his idea?
No. As I said, whatever money is made, I will probably give him 65% of it.
Okay.
It was his... He brought me the idea. He created the flyer that we hopefully will put out next week.
Yes.
Or the week after that to try and see if we can create some interest. And really start to finish, it was a lot of his own idea. I've tweaked some things.
How great is that, though?
Well, we'll see.
That is awesome.
It's right now it's an idea. It's nothing more than that.
But I think it's got a big upside, though. Sprung from your offspring.
Yeah, that is true.
He has the same.
That is true.
He has like the same DNA. Well, of course, he has the same DNA. But there's a workman like DNA in there that you got from your own dad.
100%.
So this is great to see this.
Yeah, it could be. I think it's something when we get to it that could be a lot of fun. I'll leave it there. Now, forget make money. It could be a lot of fun.
No, you got to make some money. What are you doing here?
It will, but I think more than that, I think it's a very fun concept. Look,
he's going to business class or whatever it is. He's not going there to figure out how not to make money.
You're right.
He wants to get out of dad and mom's house.
Yes, he does.
And go start a job and get his own life going.
Mm-hmm.
So this is great.
Yeah, he's doing fine, by the way. He's got a job and doing quite well.
See, this kid, I love this kid.
Yeah, he works. He's good. He's good.
And he has ideas.
And he does have ideas.
Now, I know he went to dad with the ideas, mm-hmm. So now dad's got to help him. That's a little bit of nepotism right there. But I think that once you get him off the ground on something like this, he can then start doing his own
thing. Agreed. And if you think about why it makes sense, it's because I already have everything in line. That all the money he would have to spend to start stuff,
yes.
He will not have to do. This
okay.
can be just another piece of what we're doing.
But this is something that could actually propel him into Recco Sports, too.
I hope so, yes.
And then he could do it within his age-appropriate group. Not everything has a bunch of old farts.
There's no question about what we're talking about could be... it can be anywhere from 15 years old to 75 years old.
Right.
100%.
Now, one other thing I just figured out is that Hayward got pinch hit for. Yes.
Well, you know what? We lost the bet. I didn't expect to win the bet. I knew it was a long shot.
Right.
But what was it? Mike, what were the odds you got
me? +650.
Right. It was +650. It wasn't like it was happening anyway.
Right.
I got enough excitement when I thought he went yard in the third inning. I got to be honest. I thought he homered. I thought I won some money. He didn't.
Dream dead.
Dead.
Yes, it was.
But you know, your son Joseph's dream is not dead.
No, not at all.
It is percolating. I can feel it. I can feel the excitement around it. And I cannot wait for the official announcement. Should we bring him in here to make the announcement?
No, I don't think we need to do that.
I mean, we did that with Peter Schwartz and Bradley.
We're not doing that.
Have him come in here and announce what his idea was.
He would also like to thank himself, meaning Matthew. he made the announcement.
Was it Matthew?
Joe Dude is, he's younger. So
it's Matthew.
Yeah, it's his idea.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.